welcome back to Sheep Farm. This is Mint Sauce Chronicles, and we're on number 20 of these Mint Sauce Chronicles, where we just have a light chat on an evening, me and our Chris, who's wearing a wonderful bright orange, is it? Is that
colour? Red.
Bright red. I can't see because of the light shining on it. Bright red vest. And it's got no moth holes in it, and it looks like a freshly creased one out of linen bin that he's got on.
Not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad.
I just need to stop buying white ones because they're just getting up covered in red wine.
Yeah, red wine, egg stains, even though you don't eat eggs.
I don't eat eggs, yeah.
Brown sauce.
Not like eggs.
Pasta. everything, really. What wine are you drinking tonight? I'll get that out of the way.
I don't know what it's called. Sally Salento. I just got it from Waitrose. But it's from Puglia in Italy, and their wine's always nice. I don't know why. I always like it. I will pretend I'm
less chemtrails
wine, but Puglian wine's always lovely, and it's always full-bodied red. I don't know why. If I see one, I always pick it up.
Right.
But I don't know.
Is that what you're after? A full-bodied red?
Yes.
they're a full-bodied red on BBC doing that on Armspeared documentary. She were a full-bodied red.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll get onto her in a bit. But so I'd like to thank everybody who's joining up on the membership side. It seems to be running a bit smoother now, although there seems to be certain times where PayPal isn't syncing up when people are paid still. But anyway, there we go. There's only a few, so it's not a major problem. But if you do have an issue logging in, make sure you don't put a comment on YouTube, don't put a comment on the website, don't put a comment on any other forum like Podomatic or anything like that, because we don't read all the comments, sadly. You need to email us at info@sheepfarm.co.uk. That's info@sheepfarm.co.uk, where you'll get dealt with, hopefully, rapido. Have we got before we crack on, Chris?
Well, I went to see Seb down in the coast where he lives, and he impromptu just did a little rendition of his Sheep Farm song, and it's on Instagram. If you look at Instagram, right. sheepfarm.co.uk. And you know what, Fatty? You know what? I put news articles and stuff on there, right? It's had more likes and comments than anything I've put on there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's a good song. And I noticed Mark Majerski put on, can you finish it off, please?
Well, he's done a longer version, hasn't he? That's a short version of the short version.
That's a shorter version of the different version, short version. But anyway, yeah, I'm not getting into that one. But but hopefully he's going to go down to Rattray, isn't he? They mentioned he might be going to Rattray.
Yeah, he said he wants to go, yeah. I need to ask Double L.
I wouldn't put my life on it, but Double L will help out. So, if he takes his guitar with him, he will anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure he will take it with him.
If he takes his guitar with him, he's in.
No, he wants to go. He said he would.
Yeah. And he's got people who'd like to listen to that song, I'm sure, because, I mean, for me, it's a really catchy tune.
He's going to sit down a campfire barefoot singing it.
Well, wouldn't that just suit him? Wouldn't that just suit him?
Yeah, he actually probably would.
Better borrow one of your vests. Probably got an array of vests himself, actually.
He is a vest person like me.
He is another vest person, isn't he?
In fact, yeah, he's always got a vest on.
Yeah, always got vests on. And his skinniest arms ever, and he's got a vest on.
Funnily enough, I'll just tell that story just to you quickly while I'm mentioning where I walk. So I was down at the coast, and it was on them two hottest days in the world ever that melts, turns England into a tinderbox, as it said in the news.
Weren't you scared?
I was terrified.
Because they actually said in the news, going browner, they actually said that train tracks were going to melt, tyres were going to burst, tarmac was going to melt. Yeah. How are they going to, where are we talking about, talking this shant?
The words they use are phenomenal. I mean, if we get a chance later, I'll go through, I just watched the 50-minute documentary, UK's Hottest Day.
We'll definitely get a chance because we can record as long as we want.
Anyway, this is a funny story, right? I was down at Seb's and we went out for a few bevvies, as you do. And I was in this pub, and it was lightning. So I was looking. I was stood outside, just with these other people, lightning. And this girl just came up and she said something really. She said, "I had a go." This happened three times in different ways, right? I had a go at someone today because they were out with a dog, and you know, you shouldn't be out with your dog in this heat. And I said, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'll just drink some water. I'm sure they're all right. Anyway, she goes, yeah, just wipe me up when people do that. But I didn't really think out of it. The next day, I saw another woman. She had this little cute baby Labrador. So I was stroking it, and she said, I met with me the day after the hottest day in the weather.
Just repeat that again. You broke up there, Chris. Just repeat it again.
So the next day, this woman, I bumped into this woman, she had a little baby Labrador, and she said this woman had just been screaming at her that she shouldn't be out with the dog. This is the day after the hottest day on record ever in the world. And I said, what's she screaming at you for? And she goes, well, she just said I shouldn't be out with my dog. And she, I said, I just told her, why did you tell her to F off with some of her business? And she's like, I've got, but then she almost apologised to me. She goes, you know, I've got water in my bag to give it a drink. No, I've got this. I wet him down and I do this. And I thought, that's weird. And someone else said something about it, about dogs as well. And anyway, I said to Seb, I said, it's really weird. Why do people keep going on about the dogs? I said, I bet there was something in the news or social media that's causing everyone to get ate up about people walking. And Seb said there was. It was all over social media about don't walk your dog, do this for your dog. What my point is we're not only being brainwashed about the weather, but they've thrown out this nugget. I mean, even have you ever known anyone moan about dogs that you shouldn't walk your dog? I mean, my cats, when it's sunny, they lie in the sun, and one of them's furry, rolling around on its back, and then they don't care. They don't.
Well, I mean, they don't function. I'm surprised. I'm surprised lions and giraffes and things managed to live in Serengeti for all these years. Really, camels walking through Sahara Desert just burst into flame. As they're walking through the Sahara Desert. It's terrible. Every third camel bursts into flames as they're walking through Sahara.
But in that documentary, they explained all that, Dom, so we're not prepared. So what?
We're not prepared to set on fire.
Cats and dogs aren't prepared to set on fire.
Don't pour petrol on your cat and then put a magnifying glass over it. Remember that joke about cat and petrol? That was a good joke, that, wasn't it?
Go on, I don't know, I can't remember it.
When we used to go back after raves, I used to tell this joke. I said, I came back home, right, and I left this bowl of petrol out and my cat drunk it. And they said, what happened? Well, about 5 minutes later, it started running around the house. It wouldn't stop. Run around at elf level around the house, all over the house, like round walls of like Tom and Jerry chasing it. And I said, well, how long did that go for? I said, about half an hour to an hour. I said, and it just stopped and keeled over. He said, were it all right? No, it ran out of petrol. Shite, but we used to string it on for hours though. You imagine everybody wrecked back at an house. We were flooded back at an house. Like, we used to go around dipping his fingers in water and pretending to sneeze on people, right. Flicking water on them. You remember me doing that? Yeah. relentless. Anyway,
that's a poor joke.
Where we go with that? You what, mate?
That was a poor joke.
Yeah, no, the story's better than the joke. Yeah. The story's better than the joke. The joke's poor.
What?
A bit like when you wound that girl up that time when we rented that thing out in Dales, you know, that barn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit similar thing where you told her you fell in the vat of, what, Aero? Where you went to Aero Factory.
I fell in don't ask Chris if he likes Maltesers. So someone asks you if you like Maltesers, then you make a story and say, no, and then you pretend to storm out and freak out about it. And then when you get the full story, it was bullshit story, that when I went looking around Caesar Factory as a kid, I fell in one at Vats of Honeycomb, and I only survived at the bottom because it air bubbles.
Which, in reality, isn't that funny, but when you've got somebody who's smashed who's probably going off the tree, that's when it becomes a bit... I used to have a picture of my dog. Of a dog, and I used to go up to people and say, "Have you seen this bitch?" When you went back to an house, anyway, especially in Hull, after on Friday night after Room. I don't know if anybody ever went to Room on a Friday at mid 90s, but that were quite a good night. We used to end up in some strange places.
Started pasties coming out.
Yeah. We've had some fantastic comments. Just a shame I can't mention them all. We could literally do a full show on comments.
Oh, maybe we should.
And maybe we should do something like that at some point.
Then you feel bad for missing anyone's out. I would anyway.
Yeah, you do feel bad because there isn't a best or a worst one. You know, when I read the comments, there are some. Well, one of them, a few of them responded to Lance's story about teachers that are awake.
Right, right. How many?
Quite a few. Again, I can't count them all, but, you know, let's just say there's several, yeah?
Right, right.
Saying that they're also awake and teaching kids, right. Unbeknownst to the authorities, which is fantastic news, you know?
Well, like I said, all it takes is blah, 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 blah. This is your curriculum. But, you know, you need to think for yourselves, kids, and keep your eyes open. Yeah. Some of them words, you know, that teachers said in between beating you up in the 80s, it's actually stuck with you, didn't they? You know, teachers got a lot of clout in that way, haven't they? Well, they know they have, don't they? I mean, the system knows they have. Hence why they're following certain rules or whatever. But all they have to do is put a little nugget in there, don't they? And say,
yeah. A nuance. But yeah, so what one teacher, I'm not going to mention his name, he wrote a PDF, and in his email he was saying that he'll know who he is. He wrote a PDF called "Has Education Lost Its Soul?"
Oh, I read it. And you sent him a
And it weren't just a PDF on a sheet. He'd actually put together a proper document. I mean, being a teacher, you better put it together better than me and you, both as I don't think I went back for my English exam, but
PowerPoint skills are the minimal.
I can do PowerPoint, but it's all sell anyway. But he definitely put together a fantastic document. I'm going to try and put it up. I'll ask him if I can on the blog, on the website, because it just gives us some confidence that there are people out there teaching as kids.
Yeah,
they're not all sheep and normies.
Staff
room. He left it around the staff room, and I think he sent it into his union and all sorts of stuff. And so, I mean, that is proper putting your head above the parapet. It's a bit like the Henry, a journalist who contacts us. He were on a podcast, and he mentioned us on that podcast with another journalist. And I think that other journalist said, isn't that a comedy show, Sheep Farm? Now, I don't know. Henry will have to tell me. I don't know whether he would be condescending or he would actually be nice to lead Henry in to have a conversation about it. But we are a bit of a comedy show anyway. But there is some serious stuff. We have to do the comedy. Otherwise, you get taken down that dark hole when you're doing all this research.
Well, it's just how we talk. So, we've always talked, isn't it?
Yeah. And this is our nature as well. Me and you couldn't talk together any other way without having a chuckle in between. So one thing I talk about these red hot days where people were just going up like Roman candles every left, right and centre. In fact, I drove down the street and there were 10 cars burning. You know, it were like the Somme.
It's like bloody Mad Max Fury Road, just dodging cars on fire.
At school, the young in school, they weren't allowed to play out at break times. They told them there were no running allowed. Because obviously, if they run 2 metres, they're just instantly dehydrated.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I turned YouTube on and it had a live stream from a cricket game. Yeah. I put cricket on. They're all playing cricket, Chris. I didn't see one of them on fire.
Do you know what? It does make you wonder how they played cricket in India and Pakistan all these years.
I know.
I mean, probably just been constantly on the
on fire. Well, I've noticed umpire, right? He's got a mini fire extinguisher and a two litre bottle of Factor 50.
One of those big silver sheets that you put over yourself if you've been in that.
Yeah, one of those silver reflectors. Yeah, to reflect all it. Anyway, there were no running. They even told them not to talk in class because talking can make you warmer. This is the teachers telling them this, right? Obviously not this teacher who wrote this thing. He had to eat his lunch in class, yeah? And they turned the lights out because obviously the lights can make you hotter, and they should close the blinds.
So they sat in silent darkness.
So they wouldn't let him walk to the mate's desk to have a talk.
Fucking hell. I mean, do you know what? It's funny you say this, Fire, and I don't know why this popped in my head today. Well, probably because I heard something like that. But I was thinking back in the 80s when AIDS came out, and I remember the fear that it plugged into us. I was at junior school about blood. Yeah. I tell you what it was. I cut my finger at work today, right, on a fucking mandolin like an idiot. And it just got me. I just popped in.
Is that like a guitar, that?
No, it's one of those things you slice in vegetables. Yeah. And they got a new one at work.
Or is it something out of Star Wars?
I didn't know. Yeah, Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And it was just like it was moving about a few milliseconds quicker, and I just sliced. Anyway,
a few milliseconds quicker than your brain were moving.
No, as it did before when the blade was blunt.
Right.
So obviously it went straight through the end of my finger. Anyway, I was just thinking about school. I remember him telling us, if anyone bleeds, you've got to tell us and they'll cordon area off and disinfect it. I mean,
that's Monsters, Inc. again. Can you remember that when that monster came with a sock on his back?
Yeah. But it's the same level of fear. This is just a new version of it, but worse for Theo, because for us it was just that one thing at the time. You know, blood will kill you. For him, you've got global climate warming nonsense and COVID. So, if you didn't have you to tell it, I mean, imagine if his parents were scared, what you'd be dealing with there.
Well, we're a face snapper. Yeah, well, absolutely.
Be an absolute nervous wreck, wouldn't it? And that's what they created.
And also, a bit like we spoke about before, when we talk about that knobhead Ferguson, Professor Ferguson, with. Foot and mouth.
Mm.
When he went to an airport, he had to walk through that disinfectant that went right up. So if he had trainers on, it went just above the sole, so it pissed your feet wet through. And he stunk a disinfectant for 2 days until it dried out. Just like that stuff, just to remind you, all them burning carcasses on hillside and what have you.
Just to add to the horror show.
And you were saying that you'd listen to Summer, and this is how they're going to do the global climate warming change. So the one question, I think we're talking on Master Lee's dojo on Wednesday, and they asked me if I'm a prepper, and I said no. And I said, oh, why not? And I said, well, if it ever comes to a point where you've got to prep, I believe we're all fucked anyway. Because if it comes to a point where you've got to eat a can of tuna and cold beans, then they're not going to let that last. And also, if you're growing your own leeks or your own celery or something like that, they're going to come up with some excuse that you're partaking in altering the climate. And so, and you were mentioning about the deer, weren't you? And this is how they're going to do it, that podcast that you heard where they said
I think I was listening to Sam Tripoli. Quite like his podcast, actually. I mean, they're loud Americans, but they're nice blokes. And I've never listened to any of his stand-up. He's a stand-up comedian. Right. Someone was on there anyway, and they were saying that they knew someone who got a deer farm, had it there, you know, through the family, 16 acres or whatever, and they were testing all the animals to see if they had an illness. And if they did, they'd have to lose 95% of them, which is same as what happened with foot and mouth in Yorkshire with the kids, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And BSE.
And this is how, I was thinking the other day, all these
things back, haven't they?
They've dragged it all back. Yeah,
all back into the forefront.
But you think about it, Chris. Right, we had a TB jab at school. Right, that horrible fucking thing where one day I had a lovely complexion, next day I looked like a fucking pepperoni pizza.
Yeah,
yeah.
And plus, you had pus going out of your arm from that jab.
I
had literally yellow pus coming out of my arm.
Yeah. A week later, I started with acne from nowhere. And if you think about what's just gone on with this bollocks that's just gone on for 2 years, where they said it came from a bat and all that type of shite. You look at that event 201 that they said came from a pig. I think, what it Dark Winter that came from a pig? Anyway, one of those.
Yeah.
And the TB comes from cows, tuberculosis. You catch it from cows drinking dairy. That's where it all started from.
So
that's
where to be fearful of
animals. Smallpox, they were injecting people with cowpox. All this fear about animals, where even the monkey nonsense, right? Mm. Monkey pox bollocks. So all these infections can jump from animal, chicken, bird flu, and all this type of stuff. Mm. So you think they'll go test, just like the silly test that everyone's been doing, or most people have been doing. They can do that. If they can do that on a chicken, all of a sudden that full battery farm's going to get wiped out.
Yeah.
They do that on a farm, all of a sudden them cows have gone, or sheep, or whatever it is. And just for a bullshit test.
And it makes you think of that fucking alpaca thing that they murdered that time last summer.
Oh, yeah, the alpaca, yeah.
Remember, because I remember thinking at the time, why are they going on about this?
Why is that a big story? Why is it a big story?
And then they showed it on the news. They showed them dragging it out to be murdered.
Yeah.
And what an emotional crutch, you know.
Yeah.
But it were necessary, because that's the world we're living in.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that had tested positive for summer.
Yeah. And she said it as a woman. I mean, I'm. But it was a strange story at the time. And now it kind of seems a bit more relevant, doesn't it, when you see the way things are going.
And so what's going to happen is, if you've got an allotment, you will have to at least have some sort of license from the council to be able to have an allotment. Mm. You will have to spray it with their fertilizer, Monsanto seeds. You'll have to use something else. It'll all be Roundup ready for your organic. And organic stuff's going to be reclassed, so it'll only have to be 30% organic as opposed to being organic. Yeah. And let's face it, organic's nonsense word anyway, because crude oil's organic.
Or gimmick, as you say.
Yeah, or gimmick, yeah. So you will have to have a license to keep an animal. You'll have to have a, they started it with dogs. You remember with dogs, where you didn't have to have a license? Yeah. Then they allowed all these imports of these massive gorillas that attacked people, and all of a sudden you need a license, yeah?
And you've got to have them chipped.
You've got to have them chipped. You've got to have them jabbed up to fucking max. Mm.
My cat's had arm spears.
No, cat spears.
My missus said to me, do you know that there's cat AIDS? I'm like, what? There's cat AIDS. Cat cancer. Yeah. You can get a
cat diabetes.
Yeah, you can get a jibber jab for all of them.
Yeah.
Might not have been jibber jabbed with anything. They're perfectly fine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Animals. Did you see lions and zebras with diabetes? Or ulcers or.
They seem to get on all right, don't they, unless they get trod on by an elephant? They seem to get on.
Yeah, unless someone runs around. Problems. No.
Not suffer from any
cold problems.
Westerners seem to get.
No, it's strange, isn't it? Strange, they live fulfilling lives, walking around, carefree.
You could even hazard a guess that maybe the illness is in that arm spear that the cats and dogs are getting.
Yeah, I did see that lion, though, decide to go on a low-fat diet. Because he had high cholesterol, so he was a bit concerned. It was giraffe meat that were causing it, so he decided to start eating fish.
Was it processed giraffe meat?
Processed giraffe meat, yeah. Yeah, every other stripe's high fat. So I don't know where we're going with that. But, yeah, I think the prepping side of it, although I understand why, and I'm not knocking anybody who does it, I think even if you give yourself a year, if they're after you that bad, right, then if it comes down to that, that's gone Mad Max. Mm. And it would be every man and woman for themselves.
Well,
and LGBT supporter.
I suppose people do different things to secure the mind, don't they? To make them.
Yeah. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm not knocking anybody who does it at all. No. And they might be right and I might be wrong. But
if I'm honest, my missus always laughed at me because I've always had tins, cupboards full of tins, even before nonsense.
Yeah.
She's like, why do you keep back?
Do you have like. Packets of 10 vests and all already.
She said to me, why do you buy so many tins? I said, do you really want to know? She went, no. Not even before nonsense started.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say a prep or anything, but.
So going back to the school, the junior school, don't let them play football. No football. Those 2 days, wow. Can play football, could play cricket, and they're playing World Cup in Qatar at 40 odd degrees. But you know that's different, though. That's only for 90 minutes at a time. You know, young healthy kids that there's nothing wrong with it at all.
Insanity, absolute insanity. Kids, I mean, like I said, just that suggestion to me in junior school put the shits at me till I was in my 20s.
Well, that's again where we become. So we had AIDS, we had Russia's going to nuke us.
Yeah. Oh, that were our two. Maybe these. That were our two, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've probably said this before, but I remember as a kid sitting and my dad were talking to someone. And I remember him going, oh, you know, we'll drop it one day, one of them will. And it gave me nightmares. And then we watched that Threads and that other, the American and English.
When the Wind Blows.
When the Wind Blows, Nuclear Bomb Story. They both came out in the same year as well.
Yeah.
If I'm right. I remember me and you watching it.
In fact, Threads were very, very similar to when they locked everything down. Yeah, it was Sheffield. When they locked everything down, it was very similar, wasn't it? Mm. With nobody on streets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Like you said, they did an American version. And just in case you missed that, they got the guy who animated the snowman everyone's favourite Christmas story to do When the Wind Blows, where it were an old couple trapped in their house after a nuclear holocaust.
Yeah. Did they survive that old couple?
It's fucking horrible because it's a comic. I read the comic. I didn't see the film. But it starts off all cutesy and, you know, oh, we'll be all right, dear. And then all the teeth start falling out and their hair and stuff.
Right.
And they all start slowly dropping dead.
Bolt's hair's dropped out.
It's absolutely terrifying. Horrible. But imagine the guy who did The Snowman did that. We're walking in the air.
Yeah, but in an Alley Jones, isn't that, though, just to, again, entice you in? Come in, have a look into The Snowman.
Yeah, in the kids, basically.
Again, like the clown stuff. If you, by the way, the Conspiracy R Us, I think he's done about 7 clown, Nephilim are clowns or whatever he calls them.
Fascinating,
yeah.
I'd say the 7th one.
And that, what you just said there, though, the clowns sum it up in a way because clowns are meant to be funny and loving and all that. And when you see them, they're actually terrifying and not funny.
Yeah. I don't
know. And they're there when something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
And
clowns.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't ever remember seeing a clown that was funny.
No. Another story that's we're reading about, and we've been talking about this for a while now, the government has passed, and it's on. I saw it on the government website, .gov. They're going to be defibrillators that you can't say, in every school in the UK.
Right.
Or in England. I can't remember if it was UK, but I think it's UK.
Is that in case kids go out in sun?
That's in case kids self-combust in sun.
Yeah.
Because they were going up like Catherine wheels in school playground. They're just like dark soot marks on
like vampires.
And shoes burning, you know, flames, smoke coming out of them. But I mean, the defibs at school, is that another one of those what we were talking about? Is it frightening or is it meant to give you that fear, that trauma?
Or is something coming?
Or is something coming? But is that the trauma, isn't it? Is something coming? Because you see, even kids see that on wall, they're either going to ask what it is and want to know then.
It's the same effect of in the 80s, someone saying, if someone bleeds, you need to call a teacher straight away, don't get near the blood. I mean, what a bizarro.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Just, yeah, I'm only 12. I haven't been going to saunas and knocking shops, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but we brought this up again because I was somewhere a year ago in May, let's say, and I was in that little village near you, and I saw that defibrillator in the street on the wall, and then we were on about it.
I mean, just to draw a picture, that village, I mean, if you blink, you've gone through it.
Yeah.
There's literally some traffic lights, and you cross over the road, and that's it, that's the village.
Yeah, but that's the point. I remember us talking about it for definite, but we were talking about it before then, that these things were popping up everywhere. So that's over a year ago. Yeah. And I remember at the time, so you're what, in May 2021? Yeah.
They've literally appeared during all this, haven't they?
Yeah.
And I went like the 5G sites, like the... well, that's what I want to mention. Go on, talk about that, actually. Go on, carry on.
No, I was just going to say, then I weirdly went to another wedding recently, and in like a little nice town hall area, kind of museum in a little village, they had one in there on the wall. And I thought, what? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in my late 40s, and I've never never seen anyone need to be defibrillated.
No, it's another strange phenomenon. And I think it's just, it's part of this process where obviously people have been jib-jabbed. And according to that BBC documentary that would give us all the truth the other night, that, you know, myocarditis is only about jelly beans. So don't worry about it because it's 1 in 32,000. But
no, 33,000.
Oh, 33,000, sorry.
Get your numbers right.
It has to be 33.
Yeah.
One other thing, and I'm told... my wife's mum and dad this year, but they went down with a mystery illness for 2 or 3 days. But right across there where they live, my wife were telling me they'd just thrown a 5G mast up.
What, how big? Like one of those little pin ones? Or?
No, well, I haven't seen it, so I need to have a drive past it. But it's a new 5G tower that they've just thrown up outside of school.
Right. Where else would you put it?
Yeah, where else would you want to put that?
Mind if outside. I keep looking around. I'd see if there's one. I haven't seen one, but you don't know.
No. No, well, the sad thing is all these stupid schools have got Wi-Fi all over school.
And also, if you have a tower of any kind put on your property, you get a government kickback, don't you?
Yeah, well, you don't get a government... Yeah, you get networks pay an annual rate. Yeah, however, right, you... Right, so let's just say you sign a contract for 10 years, right? I know something else, actually. You sign a contract for 10 years, and you get like a... I don't know, it's not much. It's like £1,000 a year or whatever it is, right? It used to be more, but now it's not. But after that 10 years, you can't just tell them to leave.
Right, all right. It's,
exactly. They tie you in, they take you to court, they do all sorts of stuff if you don't want to carry it on. So they will really drag you through it. So anybody thinking about putting one of them in, I'd think twice. I know two people who I'd put them in. One were a farmer up in the village where we come from, and the other was, again, one of my wife's dad's best mates. He put one in his yard. He had quite a lot of land and a farm.
They put them at the bottom of the farm, the field in the
yeah.
farm, don't they?
Within less than a year, he was diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
And the farmer that I know has been diagnosed twice. And the first guy's dead now.
Right, good.
So I know quite a few people that have had these things fitted in there.
I know if I drive from here to London, you see a lot of them going down the motorway because they're at the bottom of farmers' fields, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. Well, farmers were prime examples, because they've got a lot of land they can put it on, but a lot of them put them near the house.
Don't think anything of it, I suppose.
They don't think a lot of it. And then they'll go down with a mystery illness, heart condition, diabetes, arthritis, some sort of autoimmune problem, and they won't link the two together. Even mental problems, you know, they won't link the two. I mean, I keep going on about Arthur Furstenberger's book, The Invisible Rainbow. You've got to read that, people, if you haven't read it. That is,
I've not read it.
A fantastic book. I'd love to interview Mr. Furstenberger. He's somebody I really want to interview. I tried emailing him. I'm going to email him again, actually.
That's his name, isn't it? Furstenberger.
Yes, cracking name. Also in France, you know, the banned Wi-Fi. They got taken to court. I think it was court, or the French government took Wi-Fi out of, I think it was up to junior school age.
Right.
Because they realised it were affecting the kids' mental ability.
But I suppose every school's, like you said, full of Wi-Fi now, isn't it?
But they took it out of their schools. No Wi-Fi in French. They might have changed it, but
I think
they hadn't changed it until recently.
Am I right in saying Russia don't have microwaves?
Don't know about that.
I've just made that up.
Floating
around back in there somewhere.
Just made that up. Anyway, but talking of Russia and space race, Buzz Aldrin is auctioning off his super NASA jacket that he wore on the moon.
How much did it go for? I
don't know what it went for.
I know it were up for about 1.6 million.
Dave's got like I Heart the Moon on a badge.
1.9 million.
Yeah, I mean, just anyway. Also, there was a story in Daily Mail saying you can still see Aldrin and Armstrong's footprints of their funky moon wellies.
You see them
visible on the moon.
What? Right.
What? Yeah, they're visible.
What do you need?
They had a close-up, Chris. Close-up.
I didn't actually see that. I saw you said it. I didn't actually see the picture.
A close-up of the welly print.
I mean, it's funny, isn't it, Fire? And even that him selling his jacket, they're still just trying to keep that story relevant, aren't they?
Well, they try and keep them all relevant, don't they? They slightly change them. Have you noticed that they slightly change like the World War II, that once the new crop of professors come out, the story is like, you know, Max Aitstein's were the World War II guy and a few other people. And then the new crop come out and it slightly changes again. And then then over two or three generations, this Dan Snow geezer, all of a sudden it's nowhere near what it was.
Yeah. Slowly drip fed. Yeah. New story, basically.
Yeah. That Dan Snow's related to some people, you know.
Which one's Dan Snow?
The tall guy. Do you remember, do you know Jon Snow used to do all elections?
Yeah.
I think that's his nephew. Right. It's his nephew. No, it's his nephew. He's married it into the Grosvenor family.
Right.
The Duke of Grosvenor is worth over £10 billion.
Right.
Yeah, he's married to his sister, Duke's sister.
Right.
Yeah. Apparently they're not going to give their kids any money.
Right.
Well, exactly. Because obviously the yes. No, that's what they said. They've said that. But I don't believe that. Anyway, the UK has ordered 100,000 more doses of monkeypox vaccine as cases passed over 2,000
right.
for the shingles side effect of the Moderna weapon that kills and Michelle Pfizer jib jabs.
It's mad, isn't it? After being drip fed numerous animal orientated diseases and then the last 2 years of nonsense, and now they've just brought out like three or four at the exact same time, and you're supposed to buy them because you've just gone through it all.
Well, again, if somebody's covered in these, whatever they are, I mean, I haven't even seen, have you seen a person yet with this supposed monkeypox?
Hey, do you know what? I forgot to tell you this. I actually...
Is that a no?
No, it's definitely no. But one of my daughter's friend's mothers, who I was talking to the other day, is actually right. a, what is it? I don't know what the name is.
You monkey?
Sexually transmitted disease specialist.
She's a sexually transmitted disease. Oh, an STD.
Nurse, yeah. She said, we've seen a few cases of monkeypox. That's what she said. I said, she said it's been a bit of a nightmare with the monkeypox thing. But what was interesting was, when I thought a version of a nightmare would be, there's loads of people coming in dying of it. This is how it worked with the previous nonsense. It was because she'd have to wear all the PPE and all the crap.
Ah, right.
But she did say she'd seen some cases of it, though.
Yeah, but there's no doubt there's probably cases of people, but what other?
Yeah.
What is it? You know?
I didn't really go any further than that, but I think the nightmare she was having was the fact that she had to fully, like, clove up every time she inspected someone's...
It'd be interesting to see what they look like, because...
Well, I mean, look at now. Look at the last 2 years. Someone could just say he's got that, and you've got to just go along with it.
Yeah. Well, again, I always go back to Dr. Mary's monkey.
What
right?
are the symptoms? They got spots on their ass.
I mean, they got what, sorry?
Spots on the around the, you know.
Ass. Imagine if you were Kardashians and you got spots on your ass.
Well, I mean, anyone can get spots on their ass, couldn't they?
Yeah. They might be cowpox then. But, yeah. But 5G causes all these skin issues. I'm not saying 5G. Radiation poisoning from microwaves causes... all these skin issues as well. Now imagine if you've been injected with something, a jib jab,
yeah,
and then it's been irradiated. Yeah.
Well, you do have to think, don't you, that first of all, they wanted everyone to do the arm spear for some reason, whatever reason. Then they just they turned it on its head. So like I think we said at the beginning, we're after a number. And now, I'm not even going down the 5 thingy route, are they just going to turn something on that's going to connect?
We could talk freely on here now, Chris, because it's going on our platform, this.
All right. Well, I mean, everyone, I think most people's suspicion has always been, are these two things connected? And they're going to turn that on and it's going to cause something.
Yeah.
Instead of it being like the old jibby jabs where it's a timed release, so X amount of people in the future will get the big C or they'll get something or another.
Yeah.
Is this actually, I mean, if you could invent that, like Dr. Mary's monkey style, where it's a timed release and X amount of people are going to get ill in X amount of years, but you can't really pinpoint it, but then you can change it so you can actually turn it on to on and off whenever you want. I mean, that's every psycho's fucking dream, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It is.
You know, and I always think back to that Travis Thingy concert, don't you? With that attack.
Yeah.
And then.
Travis Scott concert.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are other examples of that type of thing. You know, it always reminds me, like you said, Travis Scott. Reminds me of that Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible thing, where he rescues that woman, and she's a secret agent. I don't know which one it was, two or three. and she, he has to get her, she has to get somewhere in time to, otherwise they just turn her off. And anyway, he didn't get back in time. She just turned off.
Yeah, I remember that clip.
In an helicopter somewhere. I don't remember which one it was. I might have even got wrong film, but I think it was Mission Impossible.
It was, yeah.
And so is that what this is all about? They can just turn people off if they want? Yeah. Is that what's happening? Are they just turning people off? Remotely? Because if we don't think that can happen, then I think... if you listen to that Nick Begich one, it wouldn't begin beginning of that live what we did last time.
I also think about all these films, and I might have mentioned before that they used cell phones to attack humans. There's that film Cell with Samuel L. Jackson, Stephen King film, yeah. I think. Kingsman did it, where they switched and they all went psycho in that church and tried to kill what's his name.
Right.
So it's not, I mean, it's been used in films and culture for years, and as we know, that usually comes into some kind of fruition, doesn't it, down the line?
Yeah, and also then you've got the I Am Legend thing where it clearly states it were a flu jab that went wrong and turned all them people into monsters.
Resident Evil did the same.
Yeah.
The video game also made into films.
That, and even if you look at the superheroes, I mean, radiation poisoning was used to turn them into a superhero, good or bad.
Yeah.
Give them superpowers. Mm. Experiments gone wrong. All these things are put into our psyche, aren't they? Now, that doesn't mean to say it's real, but the whole thing's spell-based, isn't it? Where they just put a word into your mind. Who says none of this is real and they've just said COVID and lots of people through the TV, MK Ultra'd through the TV, were actually preconditioned with that word, divock, backwards, if you like. And then that just clicked them into terror mode.
Also, that old spellcraft thing, if enough people imagine it, then it'll happen.
Yeah, so, and because it feeds itself, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It feeds itself.
If everyone imagines horror and terror, and maybe that will come into reality.
I don't think they've quite got the global climate warming change bollocks believable yet. I don't think people believe that. I don't think believe that.
People say the sound bites, but they don't really seem to give a shit. I've seen a lot of new, more Tesla cars around though.
Yeah. But I think recycling, right? I think recycling is just that's just common sense. Why wouldn't you recycle stuff? It just doesn't matter how much stuff you've got or not. Yeah. Why wouldn't you recycle stuff?
Yeah.
You know, but I don't need some pretentious bastard in a private jet telling me I shouldn't be driving my car as much while they're flying around to World Economic Forum.
No, but they can counteract it. I heard Elton John say that. What does that mean?
What? How does he counteract it with? I don't know. Using non-alcoholic lube. For his double ender.
He buys an eco wig.
An eco rabbit.
Recyclable wig.
An eco wig, yeah. Just a dead cabbage on his head. But
this is the thing. Don't feel any guilt for this shite. This is the thing. Like those people shouting at those people with dogs. You've been fucking brainwashed into thinking that. Mm. People just react to what they've seen.
It's like, I was saying to somebody the other day, if you could go on holiday and not queue up and not have to go through all fucking strip searches and bullshit that you have to go through and just drive straight in, get on a private jet, would you not do that? Because I know I would.
Yeah, I would.
Would you do that? Yeah. I would. And I'm sure most people would.
I wouldn't give a fuck if it were plowing black smoke out of back.
I might give a fuck on that one, but I might ask pilot to quickly land.
But engines run on baby kittens, on little kittens.
But yeah. But what I'm trying to say is, though, that you would fly on a private jet. I've got nothing wrong with anybody wanting to fly in a private jet. Nothing. I can totally get it. Yeah. However, don't tell me that I can't get a fucking plastic bag from Asda. You know what I mean? Because how many air miles does Lewis Hamilton do? And how much petrol does he burn in that fucking gas guzzling?
He takes his car and all his tools for the to fix.
No. I think they take three cars.
Yeah, well, cars. I said cars. It takes the cars plus all the tools plus all the fucking vans and all the paraphernalia and then they go around a track at 300 miles an hour. No, that's definitely not eco-friendly. But it's all right. He counteracts it by picking plastic bottles up off.
Don't forget his racing car's got a catalytic converter on it. Because we were told that they would save the planet. And then when they realised that catalytic converters wouldn't work, they made you put pig piss or whatever it were in your tank with your diesel every now and again.
Almost like a booster.
Yeah, like a booster. A booster global climate warming change bag of bollocks. You've got to put this pig piss in your tank as well. And it's just a catalogue of more nonsense, more just to grind people down to the fact that hottest day of year, you're going to set on fire if you step out of your house. You know what they even said, right? And Nick said, have you noticed where we live, we're only ones with his windows open? And I said, no, why? They actually told people to shut the windows.
Shut the windows. That were in that documentary. Three times they said that.
Fucking hell.
Shut your windows. Even on a lesser scale, though, Fatty, just telling you what to do when it gets hot.
Fucking
children,
mental.
Like children.
Anyway, before we
hydrate yourself and stay in the shade. And Jesus. I mean, you do what? You go in the fucking shade. If you're thirsty, drink some water.
Yeah. I see Lorraine Kelly says the Divock floored her as she returned to work. I think it was this week or last week. I don't watch it. She's just got one of them voices where, again, you can tell why she's on telly. Hello. Like Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah. Like little evil witch that draws people in. I can tell why people at that time in the morning are drawn in with that hypnotic voice.
She's a mumsy version. Yeah, but if you think, at the same time she's on, you've got what's his name on the other channel, on Channel 5? What's it called?
Vine.
Yeah, you've got Vine on the other side. So you've got these two demographics, Phil.
What a name, Vine as well.
Telling you the same, I heard it through the grapevine. Telling you the same shit, but just in a different way. And then on BBC One, you've got those fucking tools hanging around with a cup of coffee looking all friendly. Then you've got Lorraine on the other channel. Then on that one, on Channel 5, you've got Vine. But they're all selling the same thing, just in a different way. Everyone.
All selling fear. Yeah. And she said, it really floored her. Florida did this one. But she, thank goodness, as I kept saying all the time, that I got the vaccine.
Right. Well done, Lorraine.
Yeah. Because remember, if she hadn't have had that, it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, not just that as well. She'd have spread it to more vulnerable people, etc.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she'd spread it to more. She wouldn't have been floored there.
She'd have been dead.
Yeah. She hadn't have had that jab. Good job, and Lorraine. If it had been on that hot day, should have set on fire as well. Only if she had windows open.
Yeah.
If she had windows open. If she didn't have windows open, she wouldn't have set on fire.
But you better have having windows shut, because if you set on fire, you might spread it.
If you've got windows shut. Unless you've got fire alarms and smoke alarms.
It's a minefield fire.
It is a minefield.
I honestly don't know how I've managed to get to fucking 48 with all this shit going on all the time.
No. I like the good old days when Hitler were going to invade.
Yeah, at least you knew what was coming.
At least you knew what was coming, and there's some good songs around the piano. But in between doodle books.
This shit's extreme.
Yeah, this shit is extreme, man.
Worried weather, about...
It's pissed it down for... It pissed it down here for probably about 9 months a year. And we get 2 days of red hot, when it's red hot, and everyone's terrified.
And it was it was 2 days of heat.
When Mrs. went down, because obviously school had finished, and he's left junior school this time, and she was walking down, and she thought, I'll walk under shade at trees while she was going into school, because they go collect the work and stuff. And there were a mother walking up with her nipper, who'd come out of school because it was leaving time. And she was talking to nipper, saying, you need to stay in shade. Don't step into that sun. And guaranteed, right, he had about fucking 3 centimetres thick, a factor 50, plastic fucking sun cream on the poor little git. And he wasn't let out of school, so he had to stay in class.
In dark. Draw fucking lines.
Yeah, and don't you dare walk that dog. Dogs put 3 stone on because he's had that much to drink.
Yeah, and I've been out for any exercise.
Yeah, I've been out for any exercise,
He's going to be out for a fucking day.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
How did cats go on then? Cats have to stay in as well.
You never mentioned cats because I suppose you can't.
Oh, you can't walk cats, can you? Yeah, you can't walk cats.
Like I said, I know mine are rolling around in fucking dirt when it's with sun beaming on them.
So, what about goldfish? What are boiling? Boiling the bad goldfish. Have you been taking any notice of the
fine log setting on fire in the sky?
Coming up to end of first hour, but have you taken any notice of the fantastic political situation with the Tories voting in either, I think it's down to Sunak and Truss.
Someone actually asked me that today and I said, does it make any fucking difference? No, but you know, one, I said, it doesn't make any difference, does it?
No, makes no difference. There's still answer to the man, whoever that person is. And we covered
which voice to deliver it in.
What is ironic, when we were on, did that presentation on Rise Above and us and the guys were talking there, we literally called that he were going to be Prime Minister.
Well, I think we said somewhere along the lines, he looks like they're lining him up.
We all agreed that in fact, remember when, I mean, we put it on the live show the other day.
I haven't, actually.
Yeah, I'm listening back to it because I edited it down. But when you look at that, and I'm sure there are other information, bear in mind that the investment company that he worked for was the first investors in Moderna, or early investors in Moderna when it started up. I mean, that alone should say he can't be Prime Minister because he's a lying bastard.
Yeah.
That alone should say that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying she's not a lying bastard because they're both probably lying bastards.
Well, she's called Truss.
Yeah, but she is because she had an affair with a Tory MP, Mark Field. He got divorced because of that. And she's with her husband because she says she loves him and they're both happily now.
So she had an affair and they stayed together?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Is that your cat?
Yeah, I knew it.
Might be too hot.
No, it's too hot. He's on fire.
Smoking.
<Yeah. laughs> So it combusts.
So anyway, I'm not going to spend any more time on them two morons. But before we go on Thursday, this will be released hopefully Sunday. But on Sunday 24th, it's your birthday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. On Thursday, we're going to do a live presentation about that BBC. Vaccination documentary that they had on this week, that hit piece really, that was to put the fear of God into people again, another hit piece. We're going to talk about that in the second hour, but just watch out for that because we might actually put it on Sheep Farm Studios 2. So we've got another YouTube channel, Sheep Farm Studios 2, and it might just be to protect ourselves on our main channel so it don't get barred for a week. Mm. But anyway, so you've got all left to say in this first hour, Chris, before we wrap up here.
No, don't think so.
And we've chatted away there. I've missed quite a lot of stuff out there. But yeah, it'd be interesting. We're going to talk more about the UK heat wave that lasted 2 days. They call it an heat wave. It lasted 2 days, Chris.
That's not even an heat wave, is it? It's too hot.
No, that's just heat.
Yeah.
Not a wave. I mean, noticed how they put wave in stuff, though.
Yeah.
The next wave, the next this, the next wave that.
Fifth wave.
Whether it's a virus or it's a... Yeah.
They're on about the fifth wave now. Interesting, there's a film about the fifth wave. Called The Fifth Wave. It's about an alien invasion. I thought that today when I heard it on the news. He said, we could be looking at a fifth wave. And I immediately thought about that film. Cat scratching shit. What are you doing?
Right. If you've got no one left to say, we'll wrap up there.
Just quickly, we've talked quite at length about an idea I had. I think we're going to mention it at the beginning, but I forgot. And it was when we watched that Dr. Campbell's... Well, it was when I watched that Dr. Campbell's thing. And there was all the comments underneath his...
He makes my blood boil, that guy. He's not even a doctor. Apparently he's a nurse.
Yeah, but the most interesting thing...
Yeah. Nurses are probably more knowledgeable than doctors at times, but
the most interesting thing about his posts is the comments underneath. But unfortunately, people are putting some really interesting stories and some interesting stuff on there. They'll just vanish into the ether because they're on YouTube. Hmm. So I had an idea, and I was thinking. And
when you say interesting stuff, what are the comments, Chris?
Well, they'll tell stories like, you know, there's a nurse from this place, and this happened. I can't believe, you know, just this happened to my parents. And what I got thinking was, and about
side effects, should be that jab.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And what I got thinking about, what I was in on that, you know, I've mentioned it to a few people. Would it be a good idea? And this is where we wouldn't mind a bit of feedback. Would it be a good idea if I set up an email and people send in their COVID stories?
Like, yeah,
you know,
it'd have to be direct though. It won't like as in a work colleague or. Yeah. A member of family who'd had it, you know. Yeah. Jimmy's cat knows Billy's dog,
Yeah, none of that bullshit. Just anyway, we'll bring it up again, but it'd be interesting to get people's feedback on if they think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Basically, catalogue these stories, and if we do it, I don't know what we'd do with them. Maybe we just catalogue them, put them out as a PDF, maybe even turn them into a book, which would be fascinating. Yeah. Just to actually record what people have gone through over the last 2 or 3 years.
Get this clear, from a vaccination side effect.
Yeah.
Only. Not lockdown stories or all like that. This is purely for side effects.
I don't know. Should it be both? I don't know.
Well, I think if you're doing it, we talked about it just for side effects. I think sticking with that, logging that you had that, that other bit's a totally different story, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I just thought stories in general. And then there's like a blanket. Like I said, we've not really gone into any detail here. It's an idea we've been discussing.
I thought it was side effects from jabs.
No, I was on about everything. Any level of story. Then you
that could open a floodgate. I'm glad you'll be looking after it.
Well, I just think there's people who want to tell these things. That's what I got from that Campbell's comments. They want to tell the stories and get them out there because no one's fucking listening to anyone, are they?
Well, I think there's 5 different angles. There's the side effects.
Yeah.
There's the care room stuff. There's the hospitalisation stuff. There's the midazolam stuff. And you get all these stories together. There's literally tons. And
maybe
I think if you split it down into just one thing, you can hone in on side effects. You know, I mean,
yeah,
I
no, you're right. You're right. Because then if that came into a fruition and it worked, then maybe go down another alleyway.
Exactly. Yeah, you just got to probably get one thing right to start with. But
yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Any out input on that subject would be appreciated.
Yeah. So I'll remind you again, if you want to contact us, if you're having trouble logging in, which I don't get many now, to be fair, they get some, email us at info@sheepfarm.co.uk. That's info@sheepfarm.co.uk. And for that thing that Chris has just said, any vaccine side effects that you know directly, we'd like to know. And like you to tell us if it's a good idea. We think it is. I think it's a good idea to log. We'll set a different email address up and just log all these, or even keep them just there for now until we wonder what to do with them. And we will do something with them.
My idea would be...
Even if it's reading them out on a show.
Yeah, read them out on a show. Yeah. I mean, if there's enough, maybe document them in a book or some form. I don't know. I feel like they need to be...
I will say,
somewhere
right...
Somewhere else other than on YouTube and... On the yellow card system.
We get people in clinic, right? And they come in with a long divoc. And I would say every one of them, well, I know because the nurses tell me, it's not me, because I'm not in there every day treating people. I don't treat anybody. Everyone has been tapped.
Right.
Everyone, bar none.
And what kind of issues?
Chronic fatigue type issues, respiratory problems, hormonal issues, joint pain, pain in general, fibromyalgia.
Do any of them say that it's the arm spare?
Some do. Seizures, you know, lots of different things, myocarditis. But most of them don't put two and two together. And in fairness, we don't get into it with them because
you're wasting
your time. We get some good response from some and others. They just have to keep coming. Anyway, it's been another hour gone by, but if you want to join us on the other side where we can talk freely, well, I think we can at the moment, you can join us there. So thanks for joining in. See you in a bit if you're coming over. If not, see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Nah. before my life.